Hello, everyone, and welcome. It is the GUI Precap. It's a recap of everything that's going to have happened for the week of November 1st, 2021, before it happens. My name is Bruce, and let's get started with the GUI pick of the week. It's going to be season 2 of The Animaniacs is premiering this week on Hulu. Now, you might be saying to yourself, Bruce, isn't this the week The Eternals is coming out? I say, yes, it is. However, every review I've seen says the movie is horrible, so Animaniacs it is. For TV pages this week, on Monday, nothing. Tuesday, CW has the finale for Stargirl, and History Channel has the premiere of The Curse of Oak Island. For Wednesday, TLC has the premiere of My 600-Pound Life. For Thursday, nothing. Friday, AMC has Eli Roth, The History of Horror finale. For Saturday, HBO has Land. And for Sunday, TLC has the finale of I Love a Mama's Boy. For movies coming out this week, like I said, you have The Eternals. It's a race of immortal beings who were once lived on Earth and shaped its history and civilizations. They reunite again to protect humanity from all the evil counterparts, the Deviants. For DVDs coming out this week, you have Paw Patrol the Movie and Pig. For online services this week, Netflix, you have The Unlikely Murderer, Love Hard, Narcos Mexico, Father Christmas is Back. For Hulu, you have Taste the Nation Holiday Edition and, like I said, The Animaniacs. For HBO, you have Ida Rodriguez, Fighting Words, Frayed, Jen Locke, Head of the Class, Rap Battlefield. For Prime, there's The Electric Life with Louise Wan and Tampa Bays. For video games coming out this week, you have Fortnite, Minty Legends Pack, Unpacking, World War Z, Bloodshore, Just Dance 2022, The Binding of Isaac, Repentance, Where Cards Fall, Animal Crossing New Horizons, The Happy Home Paradise DLC, Call of Duty Vanguard, Let's Build a Zoo. For GUI News, you've got new episodes of Geeks Under the Influence, From the Mouths of Madness, Beautiful Disasters, Deeply Upsetting, and Smack My Pitch Up. For one more thing, TikTok wants to make it easier for creators to earn money for its videos, many of which undoubtedly require a lot of time and effort, so it's testing out a popular idea. It's setting up a tip jar. In order to be eligible for tips, TikTokers must have at least 100,000 followers, be in good standing, follow the platform's community guidelines, agree to its tip terms, which have not been disclosed, and meet age requirements, according to a screenshot shared by creator Jarrett Bean, who has 1.3 million followers and submitted her application. Interestingly, all tips that are made, at least during the limited test run, will go to the creators, with TikTok taking no cuts at this time. Twitter, which launched a tip jar of its own back in May, doesn't take any percentage of the tips for their users either. But it does explain that since tips are being paid through a third-party payment service, that those companies may charge fees. All right, this has been the GUI Precap. You can follow along with all of the fun times at GUIPodcast.com. If you want to contact us, email us at geeksundertheinfluence@gmail.com. Call us and leave a voicemail. It's 804-505-4484. That's 804-505-4GUI. My name is Bruce, and of course all of these things happen because I'm from the future. So be nice to yourself and each other.
GUIPodcast.com.